Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we're going to be joined with a standout small school prospect. It's the King Cougars, Benjamin Guarino. Benjamin, appreciate you sharing your time with us. You've had a fabulous, offseason in terms of your pro day, working out at Fordham. You put up great numbers. Obviously, you had a great college career, but welcome to the show. And what's it like knowing that your teammates are preparing for spring football and you're going through this NFL draft process?
Thanks for having me. It's a little funny. Like, everyone's, you know, coming up to me. They're, you know, congratulating me on all these local day invites and good pro days that I've had. And, you know, I miss, like, the process of going through spring ball with them. So it's a weird feeling not being out there with them.
Now, have you had that cold sweat moment waking up thinking you're missing practice yet?
Actually, no, because, we wake up and we go to practice at, like, I think practice starts at 5:15 a.m. So I'm knocked out cold by then. I don't have to get up till like 7:30 or 8 o'clock anymore. So it's nice sleeping in for the month of April now. You know, those guys are out there grinding, doing their thing from 5 o'clock till 7:45. So. And it's cold outside. It's not like, it's not like we had the best weather lately, so April's still a little chilly.
Definitely. And let's kind of get, back in the day. I mean, did you play Pop Warner? Were you one of the athletes? I mean, can just a little bit better than everybody else growing up?
I played Pop Warner from probably like second grade to about sixth. And, I was like an offensive lineman. I didn't really do much. And then they moved me to tight end because they saw me running around before practice one time in warm-ups. So they put me to tight end and threw a couple, balls to me. In Pop Warner, they don't really – when I was playing, they didn't really throw that much. A lot of the time it was just 99% run. But I stopped playing after Pop Warner, and I didn't play high school football. I got into some other stuff, and I was skating and everything. Like, I did inline rollerblading, and that was my passion throughout middle school and high school. So,
Benjamin, that kind of segues us to the next question, because I was going to ask, how does a kid of your caliber kind of slip through the cracks at all and nobody recruits you? But that kind of explains it all. So you're not playing. And so when did you kind of get the idea that, you're doing some other things, other activities? I mean, what got you the keen, and how did you get back into this idea of playing football?
Well, it's funny. My mom, I loved the sport all the way. I watched a little bit of football. I was skating still. Like, it wasn't like my priority to, sit down on Sunday and watch it at the time. But, my mom always knew I liked sports and everything. So she was like, every day in high school, she was like, you should play football. You should try out every summer. I think you'd be all right with it. I said, no, I'm skating. This is my thing. This is what I want to do for, forever at the time. And so one day I go over to my friend's house and we're playing Madden on, Nintendo 64 or something. It was, Madden, 99. And I was like, wow, I kind of miss football. So Madden kind of sparked my passion to play football again. And after that, I was talking with my dad. I was like, hey, I kind of miss the sport. Like, you should buy a football and, throw it around a little bit. And he was like, you know, my dad always loved sports and football, so he's like, he was all about it. So went and bought a football, and, you know, I started catching ever since then. And, you know, I went the community college route after high school, and I really geared everything towards playing football again. So I had to get my grades up in community college. I had to find a school, like, to transfer to. I had to talk to the coaches, which I've never talked to, like, a high school coach. So trying to talk to a college coach was kind of intimidating and everything. And, you know, I fell into a gym, Test Sports Club, that, you know, a lot of guys that were trainers there, they played at Queen, and they thought that I might be a good fit there. Like, they said I should try out for the team, and they would talk to the coaches for me. So they helped me out that way. And one of my buddies, James Pratt, he put the good word in for me. He played center at Kane, and, you know, I ended up talking to Coach Garrett after that. He said I can come out for spring ball in 2015, and that's what I did.
Wow, man, that's fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Once again, the Cougars standout receiver, Benjamin Guarino, here on the C2P, breaking things down, finding out how this young man became a small school prospect, a very hot name, with under a month to go before April 26th and the 2018 NFL Draft. So you arrive at the college level. I mean, I'm sure at this point, you know, you don't know what to expect, but in the back of your mind, you probably are dreaming of this opportunity. I mean, everybody does. But when does it kind of become a little bit of a reality that, you know, on what you're doing Saturday could possibly get you to make a living on Sunday?
After my junior season in 2016, I thought that maybe, like, you know, I had a pretty good year. It was my first time stepping on the field. I didn't play in 2015. I sat the bench because, you know, they had some guys in that Kane that could really play, and, you know, I didn't really know the playbook that well. But, you know, coming into 2016, they said I was going to be the starter. So, you know, I prepared myself the right way. I got, you know, got bigger, got faster, got stronger, all that stuff. And, you know, after that season, I think I had, like, you know, 400 yards off 18 catches, 5 touchdowns. And I just thought that, you know, going into my senior season, that if I could, you know, maybe put up, you know, double those numbers and, you know, do some spectacular things on the field, that I could have a shot, because I know I have some athleticism to match that with. So, you know, I've always been fast with, like, the 40-yard dash and everything. And, you know, I could jump high from the skating. Like, that, I think that helped me out with my athleticism a little bit. So I figured, you know, pre-testing at my gym, you know, doing the vertical and all that, I was like, wow, I'm, you know, looking at the numbers that some receivers put up in the combine, I'm like, wow, I, you know, I'm right there. Like, I'm not too far off. So, you know, if I could just have a little bit more catches in the field for my senior season and everything, I felt like, hey, you know, might as well give it a shot. And, you know, I did. I doubled my, you know, almost doubled my catches. I had, like, 34, 35 catches on the season, 500 yards, and scored 5 touchdowns again. So it was a pretty good career, and I just figured, hey, you know, might as well try. Why not?
Definitely, why not? I mean, plus the skill set's there, and you're obviously getting some attention from the, I guess, you know, the eye in the sky that we call NFL scouts. Let's kind of go into your Fordham Pro Day. I mean, how'd it go for you? I mean, I know your numbers were phenomenal. You can share them with our listeners. I think, what, a 4.35. You had all great numbers across the board. And afterwards, I don't know if you spoke to any teams or anyone, you know, spoke to you at all, but kind of take us through that day.
So that day was fantastic, man. I really enjoyed the whole process. You know, the snowstorm kind of, like, you know, threw everything out of whack, but, you know, I stayed focused with it, and I just, you know, put my head down and went to work. But, you know, arriving at Fordham, they have a beautiful facility, you know, nice weight room and everything. And, you know, I got there 2 hours early. I was supposed to, you know, start at 11, and, you know, I got there at 9 to prepare myself. We did, like, height and weight first in the bench, and, like, the second we walked in the weight room, there's, like, I think – I forgot how many scouts there. I think there was over 20 scouts, you know. 20 NFL scouts were sitting all along the weight room with all their NFL gear on. I was like, wow, this is kind of real right now. So that was kind of, like, intimidating in a way, but it also fueled my fire to, like, you know, do really well. So it was a good day that way. You know, I was – you know, a couple, you know, weird things happened, though. They thought that I came out in 2017. So they didn't think I was draft eligible for this year. And if you're not draft eligible for this year and you're doing a pro day, the only thing you could do is 40 and positionals. And they, you know, I was about to go and bench, and one of the scouts was like, yeah, no more guys are benching. No more guys are benching. That's it. And I was like, hey, I didn't go yet. And he was like, you know, whatever, you can't go. And I was like, I wonder why. So I went and talked to another scout, and they were like, yeah, like, didn't you come out in 2017? And I was like, nah, I played college football in 2017. This is my first year, like, draft eligible. Like, you know, this is my first time ever doing a pro day. I'm like, oh, hold on, wait. So I waited around for, like, a half an hour, let everyone go, and then, you know, 10 minutes after that, they come up to me, like, all right, you're going to be able to do bench and do the vertical because, you know, I was draft eligible now. So I had to get my adrenaline back up and everything and do everything that I normally do to prepare myself. And start benching, you know, I did pretty well, did the vertical, and then went right into the 40 after that, and it was definitely a good day. Positionals went really well. There was a good quarterback from Fordham throwing, Kevin Anderson, I believe his name was, and he put the ball in the money, so I didn't drop anything. It was running crisp routes, I thought, so.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Benjamin Guarino here on the C2P as the Cougars receiver breaks things down and find out why he's a hot topic right now in terms of small school prospect. I ask every guy that's ever come on the program this question. I'll ask it of you as well. I mean, if we threw you in that film room with these NFL scouts, when they're breaking down the tape, what are those quality characteristics to the position that they're going to fall in love with and take a keen interest in you?
You know, I think that we're bringing down film. I have just like a knack to come down with the ball, in my opinion. I think that if you were to watch my highlight film, you know, I did have a little trouble adjusting to the ball, you know, sometimes in certain situations. But, you know, a lot of times the ball was thrown, you know, behind me or a little bit in front of me, whatever. You know, I had a knack to come down with it, and you can see that in my film. So I feel like if you know, NFL scouts were to see that or see if whatever it may be, I think that, you know, they would think that I can come down with the ball. It's a solid guy to, you know, throw it up there, give him a chance, you know, go rebound a football basically on in that sense. So I feel like I could just, you know, I have a knack for the football to go get it.
Nice. How about, I mean, the offense you guys ran, I mean, just say going into every weekend, I mean, kind of what was your, you know, what did the coaching staff expect for you and what was your role at that position?
You know, it was game specific. So if they saw something in a team that, you know, something with their cornerbacks or their safeties or whatever, you know, they're like, all right, you know, we expect you to have a big week. You know, these guys, they definitely can't cover you. Their scheme is, you know, like just a little off. Like, I think that we can get behind them a lot. And, you know, against Salisbury earlier in the season, I think it was week two, we went after their corners a lot. A lot of nine balls were thrown. I had, 123 yards, I believe. We were just going after them, but, you know, they expected me to block, you know, a lot of the time too. You know, if it was like a game where we were going to probably run the ball a lot, that, you know, we should, you know, they expect me to make the blocks on the safeties, on the linebackers, the corners, just to like help, you know, help out the running backs get down the field a little more.
Nice. And then how about this question for you, Benjamin? I mean, they're watching tape. How about some of the things that they can't pick up on tape? Maybe you're a film junkie, a weight room warrior, a team captain. I mean, what are some of the qualities that speak volumes about you that they can't pick up on tape, but they definitely should know about?
I love to work. So I think that the weight room junkie is definitely a thing. Like I love to work out. It's one of my passions. I'm an exercise science major, so you know I find it very interesting how like the body works and how you can improve yourself in the weight room to get bigger, faster, stronger, all that stuff. So I like doing that. Like weight room is no problem for me. I definitely want to get in the film room more, watch some film. Like I just love to work. You know, I'll do whatever it takes, honestly, at this point. Just
awesome,
everything,
awesome
anything
stuff.
Extra. Or
definitely. How about anything in terms of comparisons? I mean, friends, teammates, coaches. I mean, they say, hey, you know, we were watching the such and such game last night, and you remind us of this guy. Anyone at the next level you get?
My friends. They say, like, I don't know, like Chris Hogan, maybe. I've heard that a couple times, maybe like Jordy Nelson or something, but that was pretty much it. No coach has really said that to me ever, but my friends have.
Yeah. Hey, you're not alone on that, like I said. I mean, family and friends, I mean, that's what it's about, getting those comparisons. Once again, Benjamin Guarino, the Cougars standout wide receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, followed by the 2018 Draft Blast, and you can hear this episode. You can also check out his full college bio at collegetopro.com. Before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with our guests before you know, we allow you to exit the program. But are you ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall stuff?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Now, your head coach, Coach Garrett, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, dude. Not so much an impersonation of him, but we have a thing in camp called Cougar Idol, and that gets crazy every year. You have guys that are really bad at what, you know, when they come up in front of the team and they do some things. Every freshman has to do something. We had an offensive lineman dressed in like lime green tights, and he took his shirt off and did this whole dance thing. It was kind of crazy. But as impersonations, I think my teammate Jamie Kaiser, he does the best impersonation of Coach Colombo. He was the offensive line coach. He's not with Kane anymore. He just got a head coaching job at Immaculata. But he did one of the best impressions I've ever heard of him. That was funny.
Awesome. And how about this one? It's kind of an in vogue thing right now to have players have something painted on their cleats or spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see down there?
For my feet, I'd probably, you know, my brother's autistic, so I probably have something with autism awareness. I know the logo is a puzzle piece. So if I were to do that, I'd probably get that. You know, just to raise awareness for autistic people and everything. And, you know, they go through a daily struggle that none of us even can remotely relate to. So it's something that, you know, that's really close to my heart. And I think if I were to do that, it would definitely be the puzzle piece for autism awareness.
Very nicely said, Benjamin. And then the final question, I think this is the question you guys like to answer the most. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh man. Let me think about this one. It would probably have to be, let me see, probably Taylor Swift, honestly, man. Honestly,
not wrong
Taylor,
with Taylor Swift.
That's
I a like nice her. Very, very. Yeah, nothing wrong with that one, man. Very nicely said. Benjamin, man, I appreciate you taking the time. Oh, we got one more for you, one more. Working out at Test, you got Kevin, Gear, all those guys. If you could flip the switch and put those guys through some workout drills, who are you going to make suffer and why?
Oh, I am making I put Skip through a workout already. He's in the clear. I would definitely put Gear through it because he talks, you know, he knows what he's doing all the time with. He knows what he's doing so much with like the, you know, the 40-yard dash form and everything. I would like to time his 10-yard split and just yell, you know, just to see what it is. Because he knows everything. He taught me how to do that and everything. So he's going to get that type of work.
Excellent. And next time you see those guys, ask Kevin about the story when me, him, and Gear were all in the back seat of a car and we had to be in the tiniest car in the world. Obviously, Kevin, I'm about the same size as Kevin, so you know we're very small. But you know Gear is one of the biggest guys you're going to come across. He looked like a sardine in the back of this car. He was sweating. It was wintertime, and he had nowhere to move. He was almost like buckled over. He couldn't even – and he had just some radio program. So he was trying to talk. Ask Kevin about it. It was a fantastic laugh, man. So, hey, dude, I'm excited about you. I thought you were a great prospect to get on here. I can't wait to get the word out and kind of share you with everybody else and they get to kind of delve deeper in what you bring to the table. But, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for having me, man. This was fun. You know, hopefully we get to talk again soon.
Definitely, definitely.
Once again, that is Benjamin Ebrahimovic,
Cougar standout receiver. And this kid brings so many nice intangibles to the thing. Very athletic, and, you know, he's a little sneaky guy. You know, probably be a camping, but nonetheless, he can make an impression there. You know, and you got to think of, like, you know, the Canadian Football League. This kid definitely has a shot there. That's a wide-open game. They covet receivers, especially with his skill set. So just a couple opportunities at the end of his horizon, and I think that horizon has a bright future. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.